Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome to ClickSuasion. This is your host, Michael Barbera. Today we're going to discuss two topics. First, designing social media to achieve virality. And secondly, developing fully connected consumers through social media. So if you haven't noticed, today's theme is social media. We're going to discuss some innovative topics to help you as a marketer or a sales individual develop the right campaign to reach your target audience and how to develop that fully connected consumer so that consumer has loyalty with your brand. But first, before we get started, let's hear a quick word from NeverTie.
You always want to look your best, but you don't always have time to deal with a necktie that won't cooperate. That's where we come in. Introducing the NeverTie, the only necktie that you never have to tie. Each NeverTie comes with a tie and two removable knots that you simply slide on and adjust for your comfort, giving you the perfect look every time. Choose from over 20 stylish designs at thenevertie.com.
Welcome back. So the first topic for today is designing social media to achieve virality. So virality is a social media marketer's dream. Achieving viral content is a feat that few could claim. It is statistically more likely to be admitted to an Ivy League university, to win the lottery, or to be struck by lightning than to go viral on the internet. Social media marketers continuously attempt to develop content that contains all of the essential attributes of historically viral posts. However, changing the default could increase the chances of virality and increase organic reach, hence setting the honeypot. Social media marketers spend the majority of their time designing content at their computer. Instead, they should work with the organization's interior designers, chefs, event staff, and overall employees. So in setting the honeypot for the hotel or lodging industry or food and beverage service or food services itself is laying a trap or bait. The bait is an item, a cuisine, a swan-shaped towel, or any service that the consumer could consider going the extra mile. The swan-shaped towel, an art-like meal, and unique lobby art all create the cognitive desire to share the experience. And the most convenient method of sharing this experience is via social media. Hospitality and food service are two extremely saturated industries with significantly low barriers to entry. And the most persuasive thing an individual could do, or an organization, is to show that others are doing it too. If a follower of a guest views a post from their friend on social media, they are more likely to search for that location when planning a visit to that geographic area. It is the oldest persuasive trick, peer pressure. However, the technical name is social proof. Spending more time with interior designers or art curators does not require new purchases on the company account, recreating the wheel, or spying on competitors. Identifying unique items throughout the common areas, individual rooms, and restaurants and lounges is likely the best method of finding post-worthy articles. It is likely that your organization already possesses these items. If these articles are not receiving much social media attention, a simple nudge might support a change. Move the items to an area or into a position that may receive more traffic or next to other items that receive the attention of social media. So to increase social proof, you should double the bait. Act like a guest during peak times, take photos of the items, overtly post them to social media, verbally spell out the hashtag as you type it on your mobile device, and move on to another article. These actions are likely to create curiosity and desire for belonging, which will likely increase the chances of onlookers searching for that same hashtag or posting a photo of that article. If another person posts a photo of these items, here's a breakdown of what we've created. First, we created free marketing content with increased organic reach. The individual posting the content likely geotagged the location, which now creates another avenue for potential clients to find your business. And the most undervalued attribute, memory. You created an everlasting memory for the photo taker, or an experience. During recent research with 197 participants in a well-known hotel chain, we placed several unique art sculptures in a hotel lobby. Each item had been placed into the check-in area and near the elevators of the hotel rooms. The placement created the nudge of the traffic heuristic in the path where the consumer is most likely to walk. Furthermore, each participant was between the ages of 23 and 55, and each paid for his or her stay at the hotel with their personal income. The art chosen for this study was chosen at random. Additionally, participants were recruited from the parking lot of the hotel before checking into the hotel between the hours of 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. local times, which are pretty standard local times across the U.S. Study number one consisted of 50 participants. Each participant possessed a smartphone and had a smartphone in their possession at check-in. Following check-in, 98% of participants walked past the art, but 50%, 25 people, stopped for at least 2 seconds to look at the art. Of the 25 participants that stopped to look at the art, 10 participants took photos and 4 posted to social media and 3 geotagged the photo. The 4 participants that posted the photo to social media had a median quantity of 123 followers on the network where the photo was posted. 72 hours following the post, the organic reach of the post was observed to be 1,476 individuals. More than 1,400 individuals were exposed to the content that was exclusive to this hotel chain, but more specifically, it was unique to that respective location. The organic reach to date is unmeasured, but likely to have increased from the original 1,476. So study number two consisted of 147 participants. The same art from study number one was moved to a different hotel within the same chain and in the same city. For this study, we moved the art to a unique location. We placed the art next to the ice machine on the fifth floor. The floor consisted of 44 guest rooms. The art was placed in a position that was visible from the hallway without the need to intentionally seek ice. Each participant was likely to make eye contact with the art when walking to their room. So of the 147 participants, 101 of the participants walked to the art to view it. None of the participants went for the ice, brought an ice bucket, or returned with ice. This is significant observation that tells us the uniqueness and the curiosity of hotel guests. 69% of participants snapped photos of the art, and of the 69% participants that snapped photos, 71% of them posted at least one photo to social media, and 91% of those posted photos were geotagged. During each study, we observed behavior consistent with cognitive desire to share an experience. The art was unique, but it also placed a single location that art was not expected in another area where traffic was frequented. Each location proved to be fruitful to organic reach and nudged the consumer to provide free marketing for the hotel in the form of social media engagement, likes, comments, and shares, or the equivalent on the social media platform they posted to. Additionally, in a follow-up survey, 81% of participants that posted a photo on social media stated that they were likely to return to that hotel. There was a significant increase in the percentage of satisfied customers from previous surveys. So each of these evokes a consumer emotion, and this initiates the path to being post-worthy. Imagine your friend told you a joke or a funny story. It is likely that you would share that joke or story with your other friends. Then it is likely they would share it with their friends. More factors contribute to the success of this tactic. It is imperative to understand the behaviors of your target audience. So I recommend having an understanding of what type of content your target audience prefers to post and what kind of content they prefer to view on social media. Ask yourself, who is my customer and who does my customer want to be? Think about the products and services that you have purchased but never used. This purchase was likely due to who you wanted to be at that time. Identifying the most trafficked areas of a property could support a similar campaign. Positioning an article in a zone that is exposed to fewer consumers is likely to yield a smaller return. Yet, A few methods of identifying highly trafficked areas are, first, observation, 2, review metrics and analytics, and 3, speaking with the janitorial and cleaning crews. Now, the third is subjective, and it's subject to error as well. But it's going to give you a qualitative approach to identifying input from those who frequent the area and observe others trafficking through that position. The cleaning crews are likely to know which sections of the floor are usually the dirtiest from traffic. It is likely that your organization may have items that consist of RFID chips that help track consumer behavior. And lastly, watch. Take a seat. Observe. Watch the activity, similar to developing a qualitative study. Manually observing behavior or conducting qualitative research to view the phenomena can be time-consuming, but could yield a return if the other options are not available or insufficient. Each organization should measure their actions against their returns and ensure the return on investment is significant when measured against the employed resources for each campaign. If anybody's heard me speak before in public, you'll usually hear me say that everything that you do should yield an ROI. If you're not getting a tangible or intangible ROI, I would recommend to cease doing that activity. So in the business of business, which is revenue generation, engagement is a means to an end, and that end is increasing profit. The idea is that more engagement you get, the more likely it is that people will know and trust your brand, and hopefully purchase a product or service at your business. It is part of the consumer's journey and their individual behavior that helps us target them with niche methods, even though pursuing an engagement can be much fun. So, be unique, be ununiformed, and be odd. Don't follow the pack of competitors. Understand your consumer's behavior and use that to develop products, services, and designs that entice posting behavior. Change the default and bring the content to the consumer to avoid long hours of curating content behind a bright lit computer screen. Consumers are smart and they know what curated content looks like, but they're not likely to identify the nudge of a positioning of using items that they want to post. And that is the power of a nudge. Next, we're going to discuss developing fully connected consumers through social media. Let's get started here in a moment.
You know when your customers are shopping at your business and they pick up a product? The customer holds it, feels it, and shows it to their friend. Then they look at the price tag.
Oh my, I need to look at something else.
The customer picks up a second item and loves the way it looks. They've heard of this product, but haven't yet seen it in person.
I've got to have this!
You're happy the customer chose to buy a product, but you're equally frustrated that they didn't buy both items.
I want them both.
The Consumer Experience Lab at Barbera Solutions designs behavioral strategies that target the consumer's decision-making process. BarberaSolutions.com. Because the opposite of rational is not irrational. B-A-R-B-E-R-A Solutions.com.
Developing fully connected customers through social media. Okay, so let's break this down. Social media has shown the world its power, your power. It's your voice that is shared throughout the world via underwater fiber optic cables and wireless networks. The voice has played a key role in the development of global politics, criminal justice, relationships, and economic development. Economic development is a broad term, but when there is growth in a town, city, or county, a hotel is likely to appear. Like every other business, hotels have a target segment, or 2 or 10. It's unlikely that 4 or 5 star hotels will appear in a small rural town, and it's unlikely that a large convention center will be held or a large convention will be held in a small hotel. Regardless of geographic location, each hotel has target markets. Hotels can increase their reach through humanizing engagement on social networks, as well as increasing their revenues by developing a fully connected consumer. Hotels, or any industry, shouldn't be on social media just to be on social media. It's the largest voice in your organization, and if used correctly, it could provide the largest marginal returns. However, hotels should have a strategy for their social media campaigns. A purpose and an expected call to action is needed. An example of a goal could be to gain more customers. Another example is to leverage current customers into more loyal consumers. I'm going to discuss that a little later. Next, let's discuss independent studies. So several independent studies from Harvard Business School, Motista, Axiom, Forbes, Forrester, and Barbera Solutions have yielded results that identify the catalyst of increasing more revenue from current customers than new customers, the fully connected consumer. Consumers have a connection to brands. The connection can be a purchase, a friend's purchase, or a memory of an experience. Hotels want consumers that are fully connected. Fully connected consumers spend 68% more at their favorite hotels in 2014 than consumers who are labeled connected. The fully connected consumer is loyal. They prefer one brand over another and will avoid an easy solution in order to remain loyal to their favorite brands. For example, in 2014, 51% of fully connected hotel customers drove an average 8 miles further from a nearby hotel in order to stay at their preferred brand. The transformation from connected to fully connected takes time. It also requires a rewards program and methods that build an experience to keep that consumer returning. Another method to create a fully connected consumer is through the use of social networking. First, it's important to identify our target segments. Since most hotels already completed this first step, it's time to identify which social networks are preferred by our segments. Your hotel shouldn't be on every social network. Your hotel should be on the platforms that you prefer or that offer you the greatest return, engaging with your consumers. Once we've identified the best networks for our audience, it's time to create a strategy. No, a strategy is not posting content and selling your services. It's about a call to action. What do you want your customers to do after they read your post? Let's use news organizations as an example. Like every other industry, print journalism needs to earn revenue. In order to earn revenue, they must sell ads on their website. However, when a news organization receives more clicks, views, and engagements on their website, they're able to increase their prices for third-party advertising. The call to action for news agencies or organizations is to get people to click on the article. The next goal is to get the reader to stay on the site as long as possible. This also increases the value of the website to third-party marketers. In order to get people to click, there needs to be an enticing headline or photo. I'm sure you've come across one of these before. Something that triggers our emotions. These emotions are fear, anger, sadness, joy, disgust, and trust. Many news organizations use clickbait-style headlines on their posts, and many of these headlines are not accurate representations of the article. But they make the consumer click. And regardless if you enjoyed the article or ignored it, you indirectly earned the organization some revenue. So what's a hotel's call to action? The easy answer is book a room. However, it's a bad practice to actively sell products and services on social media. I don't recommend it. This is where your marketing staff should be creative and innovative, but I'll offer a few recommendations. Customized hotel experiences are unique, and consumers prefer the personalized experience. It gives the perception that they are the only consumer at the hotel. A recent Cornell University study argues that leaving a personalized handwritten letter in the hotel room prior to check-in has increased a consumer's annual average stay by 80%. We can't write a handwritten letter on the internet, but we can engage the consumer through popular channels such as Twitter. So asking for a consumer's Twitter handle at check-in or during the booking process is the catalyst of creating a customized experience. This enables the organization to tweet the consumer during the time of reservation, at the time of check-in, 2/3 through the duration of the stay, and following checkout. Tweeting all of these activities with consumers should be treated with caution. Many people don't like persistency. It's important for your organization to accurately assess the fine line between customer service and annoyance. However, when tweeting with consumers, you are sharing your organization's loyalty with their followers. The median number of Twitter followers per account is 208, and your organization needs to capitalize on that number. The engagement doesn't cease with a tweet to the consumer. It's the organization's responsibility to answer any inquiries, but I caution to use Guy Kawasaki's three rounds of boxing rule. The first round is the first post is round number one, the response is round number two, and the next comment is round number three. Take the conversation offline following the third round. An extended thread discussion on social media will give the consumer the perception of an unprofessional organization. We don't want your organization to potentially share any personally identifiable information. So the information we want to share is the names and relationships we have with our customers and partners. When there are events at our hotel, it's important to use strategic tagging by mentioning the organization on your Twitter account. For example, it benefits the tweet, "At Acme Corp's annual employee gala commences in 1 hour. We're thankful to host and thankful for their contributions to #charityevent2016. The followers of your brand, the consumer, and those who follow the hashtag will view the tweet. It's also good practice to execute strategic tagging as a conservative practice. Your organization should measure the pros and cons of the strategy based upon your overall marketing strategy. So one of the pros of B2B social networking is the use of professional networks. Professional networks account for 5.7% of users. And LinkedIn. LinkedIn is an example of a professional network and is the current holder of the largest market share of all professional networks. The professional networks enable their users to share educational and professional information, as well as link up with coworkers and friends to expand their own professional networks. Sites such as LinkedIn, which generate the majority of revenue in this segment from products it offers to employers and job seekers, and also offers employers a format for posting jobs and finding potential candidates. The site also permits organizations to advertise via pay-per-click campaigns, fixed price campaigns, and content marketing. Content marketing can offer your hotel a significant return from organizations that are seeking company accounts or event space. Over the next 5 years, this segment is expected to grow as casual social networks such as Facebook start to incorporate career features into their own sites. Furthermore, the average age of the social network user is 37. As a result, consumers aged 25 to 44 are expected to account for the largest percentage of users at 44%. Many of these users take advantage of blogging sites and professional sites as a way to further their careers and express their interests. These platforms allow hotels to target the needs, the wants, and the cognitive behavior of their consumers. Remember, consumers don't always know what they want and need. Many consumers at the younger end of this segment are heavily involved in casual social networking and use the services to keep in touch with friends and family. Consumers aged 25 to 44 are the most frequent users of the 12 of the top 19 sites, and this trend is expected to remain steady over the next 5 years due to advancements made in mobile and tablet technology. Consumers that are younger in age should be the prime target for development into a fully connected consumer. The lifespan of a consumer is longer, and they'll earn more points and more free nights as a fully connected consumer, which also provides your organization with higher returns. So consumers aged 45 through 64 are expected to account for 29% of social networking activity. Consumers in this segment tend to use professional network sites such as LinkedIn most frequently as a way to further their careers, but they are also starting to use casual social media sites more often to keep in touch with friends and family. Advertisers also target consumers in this group because they, like consumers aged 25 to 44, typically have more disposable income. This segment's percentage of activity is expected to increase over the next 5 years as technological developments make these sites easier to use. The developments will make it more convenient for consumers to balance their social networking and their other day-to-day activities. So when in doubt regarding the activity of your social engagement, be active and use the three B's: be bold, be brief, and be gone. This is Michael Barbera with ClickSuasion. Go ahead and subscribe to ClickSuasion wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll let you know when the next podcast is available.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.